All right, so the next part we're going to talk about is what to cultivate or what you may need to use or need, you know, with working with your spirit guides. So some of those things have to do with what? Patience and patience, more patience, and then concentration, visualization, creative imagination, build rapport, testing, you know, balance and grounding. So some of those things have to do with patience. And why do we say that? Well, sometimes it takes time for you to connect with your spirit guides, or at least they're always there ready to connect, but maybe you're not ready yet. So patience has to do with being patient with yourself, being patient with them, but being patient with yourself first and foremost in your journey of opening up to them, and even in looking to communicate with them in a clearer, better way for you. And sometimes it takes time for that to happen. And that's only because our fears sometimes, you know, you don't know what to expect. You are thinking about your experiences in life. You're not so clear as to how things are going to come together. You may have some preconceived notions, which we usually do. But then the other thing is concentration. Once you've connected with your spirit guides, then there comes a time when you will need to concentrate on certain things that will be pointed out to you that you've asked to see. And so those little things, those little details that come up, you may have to concentrate on certain things so that way you can see if it's really happening that way, or what are you being shown, or, you know, it's little things like that. The other thing is visualization. Sometimes you're not going to see it in black and white, you know, or in color. So if it's taking place inside of you, then sometimes you've got to, your imagination, your visualization skills will be taking over. And that's why we're going to be using visualization and, you know, things like that during the course. So that way you're able to get a look at how that is, and it'll get you into the practice of using your extrasensory perception, you know, your ESP and stuff. And you'll be able to feel more and be more open, aware, and sensitive to the things that are around you in a mindful way. So if you're already doing it, super awesome. You know, if you're on your way, which we, you know, all of us have stuff that we're working on, you know, working to make it more clear, better, then stay tuned for the rest of it. So the rest of it is creative imagination. And that has to do with sometimes you may be visualizing something and then there's a feeling that there should be a tree here on this path, or there's a bird, or, you know, you walk outside and you see a squirrel he's in a position of like, you know, he's just looks like he's like trying to play with you, you know, the look he has on his face or whatever, like these little things. And so sometimes you may find yourself having to place a tree somewhere or look at the way something is looking at you, and creatively it's looking to speak to you in a certain way that it's not to be just taken with your rational mind. So you're creatively using your imagination in order to see what else is there, if that makes sense. The other thing is, with your guides, you're going to be using this. You're going to be building rapport with them because you're going to build up trust of working with them. And that takes, sometimes it takes time. Often it takes some time, and it's different for everyone. So building rapport, you know, what that has to do with you, them building trust with you. You don't have to build any trust with them. They trust you already, you know. But sometimes we may want to know something and we want to say, hey, you know, show me this is real. Show me this is operating like this. Show me the truth here. And so the answer will come. And then rapport is being built, and, you know, that trust between them and you, because you're learning how to trust them. But that takes, you know, you reaching out to them and saying, hey, you know, I really want to trust this process. I want to know that this works. You know, is this real? Can you show me? That type of thing. The other thing is testing. So it is healthy to test your guides, to test the things that are coming to you. That's healthy. Nothing wrong with that. So that there will be a time when you'll want to do that. It will be a short period of testing, you know, And sometimes people are drag that process out and try to do it with their friends and everybody else because they have a fear of various things. And or you just don't trust yourself, what you're picking up on, what you're experiencing. And it takes time. So sometimes you'll have to test it out. But it is usually in the beginning. It's usually in the beginning, and that's it. Balance. That's another thing to have with working with your guides, is having balance. And balance, in what I'm saying there is, you know, you will be weighing your options because you already have an inner guidance system as it is. And so your balance way of dealing with something has to do with saying, hey, you know, I'm going to do it like this time, and then next time I'll do it like that. I'm going to listen to my guides this time for guidance, and then I'm going to go ahead and try it on my own. You know, I'm going to give it a try. I'm not going to completely just, you know, give all my power away and not utilize my own mindfulness. So it has to do with that. Weighing your balancing how much you call your guides, what you call them for, things like that, which is a personal decision, you know. The other thing is grounding. With working with your guides, you're not dealing with just everyday walking around. I mean, you are dealing with everyday stuff, but your guides are there. And so you may feel a little bit off balance, or a little bit airy or spacey, disconnected, things like that, because other people aren't usually able to see what you see or understand it. So there will be a level of understanding here that needs to be had with yourself, that you need to ground yourself in the process. And I'm sorry about them cutting grass outside right now, but we got to keep on going because this is the very end of it anyway, and then we're going to another part. So grounding yourself. Even when you are talking to your guides, you can still ground yourself. Come down to earth and use it in practical ways. Use the advice, the insights that are coming to you, use it in practical ways that you can use in your day-to-day, not just, you know, when you're doing something spiritual, but practical things, how to spend money, what to spend your money on, you know, who's most compatible with you, you know, who doesn't need to be in your life anymore, things like that. All right, so those are some of the things that you would want to cultivate. You may find yourself using when working with your guides. And so next we're going to talk about a couple other things, but we're almost done with the lecture series portion of this. And we'll just a couple extra things here at the last one that's very important that I want to share with you all too, okay?